Hello, and welcome to the Love Wide Open podcast. I am Heidi Dallier, your host. Here we discuss all things life and love, getting you out of your busy head and back in touch with your heart, where you can truly grow, evolve, and learn self-love so that ultimately you can love others and help them along their journey. I'm the managing and publishing editor of lovewideopen.com, a self-development and resource website, the creator of Love Wide Open on all social media channels, an alternative healthcare practitioner and heart space coach, and the author of Roots and Tendrils, a poetic journey through the highs of love and the lows of heartbreak that ultimately lead to self-love. Let's go hold some heart space together. Welcome to episode 53. Nothing is worth closing our hearts over. You know, so many people will go through life in their comfort zone, where everything feels good, and when they feel discomfort, they close their heart. And there are many of us who go through life and lean into the uncomfortable parts, that we are brave, and we understand that the uncomfortable parts are blocks deep within ourselves that we need to move through. And when we close our hearts, we also close our minds. When we feel we need to protect ourselves, sometimes we close our heart. But what really happens there? We close our heart and we close our mind. We don't learn, we don't grow. What if instead we start to teach ourselves and the people around us that we can move through life with an open heart, that we can take and look at these blocks and want to keep growing and evolving? We all have stuff. We all have stuff to work through. And it's when we come up against that stuff, be it triggered by whatever, it could be our past, it could be something painful. Sometimes we stuff it down. The moment we stuff it down, we block our heart. We stop living with an open heart. We don't allow things to come in or go out for a protective nature. Sometimes we feel, wow, everything in life is grand. Everything in life is great. I just want to stay right here. Well, that's not a reality of life. There's going to be something, somewhere, some moment that comes up for us where we will feel discomfort. And it's our job to let go and move into that discomfort so it can be free. That this thing that we keep pushing down and blocking away can be free when we open our heart to it, to allow ourselves to move through whatever is causing this discomfort. We allow it to be free. We allow ourselves to be free from it, and then we can move on to the next thing. We continue to grow.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, I heard this really great analogy where someone talked about, you know, only staying in our comfort zone instead of moving outside of our comfort zone and being brave to take on new things. They made this analogy that, you know, take fifth grade math. Okay, by the end of the year, you have totally conquered fifth grade math. You're comfortable there. But what if you stop? What if you stop at fifth grade math? Because sixth grade math is going to be hard. If we all stopped at fifth grade math, we wouldn't grow, we wouldn't evolve, we wouldn't learn, we wouldn't push ourselves. So the same thing happens with our hearts and our minds, that when we conquer something and we allow it to be free, we are then in comfort. And then why is it that we fear things of discomfort coming up? We fear growth sometimes. We fear challenge. When in actuality, it's how we grow. It's how we all connect together.
If we just stop and only stay in comfort, we don't open our mind and we don't open our heart to new things. So I challenge you to take a look at yourself when things come up that are hard, and instead of pushing it away, you're just aware of it. You stay there. I need to let this go. I need to hold it. I need to hug it. I need to talk about it. I need to journal it out. I need to meditate on it. This is how we heal it. This is how we keep our heart open to it. That it's not we stuff it away. We stay aware of it. That, oh, there's this thing. There's this thing I have to work through. And when we do, when we spend the time on it and we get through it, then it becomes like that fifth grade math. That all of a sudden we've conquered it. And it no longer triggers us, and our hearts stay open, and our mind stays open to new ideas, and we start to look at other people with more of an open heart and an open mind for that same situation that we have just conquered. So be brave. Challenge yourself to keep an open heart in all of the things that bring you discomfort. Where does that come from? Where deep inside you does that come from? Is it a learned behavior? Is it something that somebody taught you? Is it a religious belief that's holding you back from loving another person? What is it? Is it a trauma that needs to be healed? How do you do that? Seek help. Talk to somebody. Heal the pain so you can be free. How are you working to keep an open heart? How are you working to love wide open? How are you challenging yourself to move through discomfort, to lean into it when it comes up for you, not with a block, not with a wall, but lean into it to touch it, to heal it, to see it, to understand it? Why does this come up for me? What is this trigger? How are you keeping an open heart that then allows your mind to open more? I would love to hear your feedback. I can be reached at lovewideopen.com or heididelaire.com. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Love Wide Open with Heidi Delaire. You can find me and more Love Wide Open resources at Love Wide Open or Heidi Delaire on Facebook and other social media platforms, or heididelaire.com, and my personal blog, under Heartspace Lessons at lovewideopen.com. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.